presenting Frank Watanabe and the Honorable Archie. The Honorable Archie, accompanied by Watanabe, Hipplewater, and Scudder, succeeded in capturing the gangster Martin and handing him over to the police. You will recall that Archie is in love with the man's sister, Cleopatra, held by the police as a possible accomplice in a bank robbery. Unfortunately, Martin broke out of jail, vowing immediate revenge on Archie, Hipplewater, and Scudder. Indeed, the latter two gentlemen are so scared that they have completely disappeared and have not been heard of for days. Let us look in on Archie now and find out what he and Watanabe are doing. Listen.
Also, three bombs of the clock. Time for your before bedtime going cup tea on, but Archie's.
Frank, I say, what's gone wrong with our clock? It's 9 o'clock in the evening and it strikes three. No. There go two more.
Oh, yes, that's all right, Honorable Archer. It's supposed to striking five when it's our 9 o'clock p.m. time, you know.
Well, it's all beastly confusing.
Is that all?
It's surprising how a clock can upset one, Frank, when it goes wrong after a long period of reliability.
Oh, yes, please. I think we must took those clock at the doctor and having he bong patched up, you know.
You should have had his bong patched up a couple of days ago when it first went wrong.
But I thinking very, very too easy to understanding those clock bong if you wouldn't be just a little patiently, you know.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, for instance, once those clock are bonging five times, that are 9 p.m. at night time instead of 10, you know, which used to be 7 at.
Yes, well, hang it, if he bongs five times at 9, it's only logical to suppose that he'll bong 6 times at 10, not 7.
7?
Yes.
Well, 7, that are 3 bongs skipping, then 1 bong.
I wasn't referring to 7 o'clock. Frank, don't stand there and tell me that you can judge the time from the indiscriminate bongs that clock has been emitting lately.
Oh, what meaning such verbs, please, which you are casting at me? You thinking that I not knowing how to toll the time by them bongs, or what the clock is our as case may be? Is that it, please?
Absolutely. Well, wait, here are two questions.
All right.
How many bongs for 12 o'clock, and what time is it at 2 bongs?
That's right, Honorable Archer. By George, you got it.
Have I? Well, what's right?
12, please.
You mean that there are 2 bongs for 12 and vice versa?
No, please. 12 bongs are 2 o'clock, you know.
Well, it is vice versa.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, of course.
Ha-ha.
Now what's the time?
9:05, and I think it are permanent.
Well, I'm jolly glad to get it settled.
Oh, so you're glad to get it settled? You're glad to get it settled, Honorable Archie, as
no,
I ask it?
Oh, definitely. Well, what was that?
Oh, thank you. That's all right.
Not at
all. You're welcome.
Frank, you know, I'm a dashed good mind to go out for a walk before retiring.
Better not did it, Honorable Archie, please. You have stopping inside your apartment here for many several of days now, awaiting those gunsters to appear up at you, you know. So I thinking more better. You are waiting. Would it a bit more, please?
Oh, Frank, I feel convinced now that this man Martin was only bluffing when he swore to come and get us. You know, for handing him over to the police.
Oh, maybe so.
You know, while the police are watching this place, I'm perfectly convinced that Martin has made a clean getaway. That man has brains, you know.
That man got brains, you know.
Yes. Now, here's what's happened.
Yes, ma'am.
He made a sensational escape from the city jail.
Hi.
Then in order to put the police on the wrong scent, he sends me 2 threatening notes, saying he was coming after me.
Hi.
The result is that the police make me stay here like bait in a trap.
Oh, yes. You are the piece of cheese to catching the rat, all right.
Quite. That's what the police think, you see. Whereas in reality, I believe I'm a red herring, which Martin has drawn across his trail.
Oh, yes. Them police cops say you are a piece of cheese, but you rather be a fish. Is that so?
Yes, yes. And secure in that knowledge, Frank, hang it, I'm going for a walk.
Better taking your umbrella, Honorable Archers.
Why, does it look like rain?
No, please, but you see, you can hiding on the same just in case you are seeing those guns up.
Oh, rubbish, Frank. I'm not going to let this man get on my nerves anymore.
Uh-huh.
Of course, if you want to come with me as a sort of bodyguard walking two paces behind me, well, you can put your hat on. Well?
Where?
Well?
Where what, please?
Well, do you want to come along, or do you insist upon coming?
What do you say, please?
I said, do you?
No, thank you. No good. No, much bright.
Dad, you haven't got much backbone, have you, Frank?
Oh, thank you.
Now you've done it. Now, I'm hanging
about
it? Yes, you've done it. I won't even go out myself now.
Oh, sir. Then how's about nice hot cup of tea, please?
Tea. All right. Change the subject. There you go.
Are you not wishing tea, please?
Yes.
All right. Then I will create a nice cup hot tea.
Then after that, Frank, I shall go to bed. And if the telephone rings and either of those women, Mrs. Hipwater or Captain Scudder's fiancée, Mrs. Flanagan, ring up, tell them the whereabouts of their men is still a mystery as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Frank, I'm beginning to get a little worried about Mrs. Hipwater and Scudder myself.
Yes, please. Me too, Honorable Archie, dear.
Not one word from them since the night they were here for dinner and rushed off in a panic when they heard that Martin had escaped and was out to get us all.
Yes, ma'am. So...
Great Scott, what's that, Frank? What, who?
Great Scott, who is it?
But if it's either of those two women, Frank, don't let them in, you know. Don't let them in. Frank, surely that's Mr. Hipwater and Mr. Scudder. Let them in.
Oh,
it's just them, I'm sure.
All right.
In, yes.
Just one second, please, two gentlemen, please. Oh,
yeah, there he is. Come in, Scott.
Yes, hello there.
Come in.
We're in, Archie boy, yes.
How did you, Arch, old shipmate?
Where on earth have you two been for the past week?
Where have we been? Listen to what Archibald is asking me for. Where have we been? Where have we been? You tell him, Evelina.
Yeah, where have we been?
Do be quiet. Do you realize that your wife, Hipwater, and your lady friend, Scudder, are almost frantic and have been for days worrying about your disappearance?
Yes, Archibald. I thought my Dovikins, my wife, whom I call my little pigeon, would miss me after the third day. Yeah. But Scudder and I have been out of the briny deep, away from everybody, away from dull care, away. Oh, sailing over the boundary bay.
Oh, shut up.
Pipe down there, Hipwater. Hey, looky here, Archibald. As far as Mrs. Flanagan is concerned, you said that she was asking for.
Yes, she was asking for.
As far as she's concerned, sand, please, to her, I say. Jump on sand, please.
A nice couple, aren't you?
Hello, Archie boy.
Oh, Arch.
Oh, hello, both of you. Look at you. 5 or 6 days' growth of beard, your clothes crumpled and dirty, no hats, terribly sunburned with your noses skinning, and positively smelling of fish.
Yes, I guess we do, ding-dang it. Ah, the yellowtail was a-running, and we caught him by the score, and the barracuda, too. I saved a whopper for myself and a jellyfish for you.
Oh,
a jellyfish. Good.
A jellyfish, a jellyfish. A jellyfish. I'm the one-man glee club,
Frank, get Mr. Hipwater a chair, for goodness sake.
Yes, just to sitting down, please, Mr. Hipwater, dear singing jellyfish. Deposit your crumbling anatomy down, please.
Yes, I said.
That's better. That's much better. You sit down, Scudder.
I ain't got to do it. I ain't got to sit down for no one. No, sir. I ain't got to sit down. No, sir.
All right. You're not going to sit down.
Yes,
now listen to me, both of you.
Yes, Archie boy.
Yeah, go on ahead, Archibald. I ain't got to sit down.
Now, while you fellows have been out fishing and rather obviously having a good time, I've been bearing the brunt of our common danger in trying to trap this man, Martin.
Yes, Archie boy, but Scudder and I pooh-poohed Martin and his threat, eh, Scudder?
Yes, we do, yes, we do.
Well, why don't you pooh-pooh, then?
Oh, I will, yes, I will. Pooh-pooh.
Yeah, well, it's a pity you couldn't have done your pooh-poohing here instead of flying off in a panic and going to sea. And what about those two poor ladies you left behind? What about Mrs. Flanagan, Scudder?
Mrs. Who?
The Widow Flanagan. You're engaged to her, aren't you?
Well, if you'll stop a twirling round and round like a toe dancer while you're talking, I may be able to answer you.
I'm not whirling round and round. I'm standing perfectly still.
Is he, Hipwater?
He is not. He is swaying from side to side, something awful, like a wildflower in the wind.
Is he?
Yes.
I'm a look at him again. Now, sir, he's twirling, Hippolyta.
What's the matter with you two fellows?
What's the matter with you two fellows, please?
All right, Frank, I'll attend to it.
Archer, boy, it may be that we are the ones twirling and swaying, yes. It's the row of the boat, Archer. He's got a...
Yes, yes, I believe you're right, Hippolyta. We're still feeling the row of the boat, Archer, boy.
Well, listen, I think you better wait for a moment. Wait until my bathroom door comes by again, and then try and catch it, and go in and have a nice wash in cold water.
Yes, you have offered a glorious suggestion, Archie Gore. Eh, Scudder?
Yes, yes, I believe he has, Hillwater, yes. You said you wash your hands.
Yes, wash your hands, for goodness
sake. Yes, but for my part, I think I will wait till that there gentleman comes out what just walked in.
Gentleman? What gentleman walked in where?
That fellow that just walked into your bathroom. That is, if that is your bathroom. Yes, it's got an awful list of starboard, Archie. Yeah, your bathroom's out of plumb.
Well, never mind the bathroom being out of plumb. That's unimportant. Now, you two go in and clean yourselves up.
No, Archie boy, your bathroom is occupied. I, too, saw the gentleman walk in. Ah, there he is now, standing in the doorway.
Oh, I say, you two are awful. A man standing in my bathroom doorway.
Well, ding-dang, turn around and look for yourself.
Oh, all right, just to humor you, I'll turn around.
Reach for the ceiling, all of you.
Great Scott, it's Martin.
Yeah, Martin. I told you I'd get you, guy.
Well, say, cut me down for a mackerel, Martin, you old mud turtle.
Scott, be careful.
I said, put your hands up.
Oh, Bodkins, it is Martin.
But Martin, listen, be careful. You can't really mean to shoot us.
Oh, no. I've been waiting to get you all together, that's all.
Yes, but there's no hurry. Let's talk it over, shall we?
Yes, I dear Martin. Let's all have a powwow. If Warden, Archie, Ball, and me, and the three of you see.
What do you mean, the three of you?
Yes, two fellas worked with you, behind you there, you goonie.
What two fellas? There, ain't
quick, Frank, get him! Hold him down, Frank. Wait, kick his gun out of the way. Quickly, Frank,
all
keep
right,
it away.
It's all.
Oh, that's good, that's fine. Good.
Jig are up, all right, Mr. Martin.
Hey, take it easy.
Scudder, Hipplewater, one of you, call the police.
Yes, have you got the other two of them, Arch?
They'll never wear any other two. I've got Martin, that's the chief thing.
Well, good on you. Now I guess the bathroom's vacant, is it, Arch?
Yes, call the police.
Let the police wait for the bathroom. Hippolyta and me asked to use it for washing our hands first, didn't we?
Graco is not only interested in having you buy and lock ties, but wants you to know how to keep them. Put a tie rack on the back of the closet door. Then hang your ties on it. It is the economical way to preserve them. Purchase a Graco end lock tie. Send the paper band and 10 cents to Graco, care of this station, and we will send you the best tie rack on the market. You will be surprised how hanging your ties takes out the wrinkles. Remember, Graco, spelled G-R-A-Y-C-O, care of this station.